الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه غوى ولن يضر الله شيئا أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم غلبت الروم في الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم وعد الله لا يخلف الله وعده ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون صدق الله العظيم. There were two big powers, two super powers of the time, so called super powers of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Romans and Persia. They have been fighting. It happened that in the war, Romans, they were defeated. And Persians, they became victorious. Sympathies of the Muslims were with the Romans, Christians, because they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sympathies of the Mushrikeen were with the Iran, because they were idolaters, fire worshippers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has controlled the Muslims in these verses. Let us go to translation. Allah says, غُلِبَتُ الرُّومِ Roman has been defeated in the nearest land. And they, after their defeat, will be victorious within few years, from 3 to 9 years. The decision of the matter before and after is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here word is used, لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرِ. I translate it. The world order belongs to Allah. Before and after. Whether it is new world order or old world order. لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرِ. To Allah belongs the order. And on that day, when the Romans become victorious, Muslims also will rejoice. They will be happy. Of course, will be happy of the victory of the Romans because they were Christians. And also, same time, Muslims won the battle of Badr. And this victory will come with the help of Allah, and Allah helps whom He likes. and He is Almighty, the Most Merciful. This is promise of Allah. And Allah fails not in His promise, but most of men know not. Because they know only the outside appearance of the life of this world. What is wisdom behind? They don't know. Allah knows best. And people are heedless of the hereafter. That happened within the period of 80 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to the Romans. These ayat in Quran, they are lessons for us. Don't think that every matter is final. If Iraq is defeated, that is final. No, lillahi al-amr. It is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should learn lessons. We should not be despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why it happened? Question is there. Who is responsible for this fall of Iraq? Americans? USA? Let us take help from Quran. When the believers, they were defeated. First they became victorious in battle of Uhud. But later on, they were defeated. And they were puzzled. What happened? How it happened? Prophet is living with us. And we became defeated. أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا قُلْتُمْ أَنَّا هَذَا قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ. When any misfortune befalls on you, you say, from where did it come? Means when you were defeated, you are questioning, from where did it come? How it happened? Allah replied, it is from yourself, due to your own action. Check yourself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala evaluates Muslims in many pages. Why you were defeated? What is the cause? Why did you do this? Why you disobey Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he appointed 40 people or 50 on the mount of Ar-Rumat and they disobeyed. Some of them disobeyed. That is the reason for being defeated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us, look, this is for the reason you disobeyed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should also evaluate our situation in Iraq. What is the reason? Why we are defeated? If Sahaba Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'in are blamed by Allah, why not Iraqi people can be blamed? They should check. We Muslims should check what happened. What is the reason? Yes, we did disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is bundle of disobedience over there. That is why we are defeated over there. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do zulm. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Allah does not do injustice to anyone. But these are the people who are cause of their own injustice. So you cannot blame Allah. Blame yourself. And check yourself and amend your ways. We are weakened in our faith and belief. Everything happens by the leave of Allah. Very clear. Allah has said, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Declare, everyone of us should declare and admit this fact. O Allah, you are the owner of the land. You give power to whom you wish, and you snatch away power from whom you will. This happened with the will of Allah. Allah wanted to take power from Saddam Hussein and give to America. This happened, this is our belief, with the will of Allah, with the leave of Allah. Otherwise, it would not have happened. And also Allah separated honor. That what izzu man tasha, you give honor to whom you will. It is not attached with the power. That you whom give power, that is honor. No. Allah separate honor from power. Power is one thing else. One thing different, and honor is different thing. What izzu man tasha, you give honor to whom you will. And you dishonor whom you will. So it does not mean that any person or party or group who came into power, they are honored. No. And Allah is able to do everything. Biyadikal khair, O Allah, in your hand. This is our belief. We must believe. Nothing can happen without the will of Allah. Without the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, Ya Allah, this happened to us. Again Allah says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ. Whatever calamity befalls on you, this is due to your own hand. Due to your own earning, result of your own deed. And Allah forgives a lot of things. So we cannot blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot blame USA. We must blame ourselves. We are the cause, ourselves. We disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah showed us these things. This is not time to count our sins and mistakes, what happened over there. We know very well. Disobedience was going on till 25 years. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala applied His own rule. And that is, وَلَوْلَا دَفْءُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضِ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. If Allah does not remove one group of people who are in power by another group of people, then there would be a mischief in the land. But Allah is most merciful to the people. So this is the law of Allah which is working. Now question is, what should we do? We should say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina wa akhrifna khayran minha. As Quran says, Wallah, we are in despair. Forgive us. Wallah, we are repenting to you. As all the prophets, they had told their own people, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask His forgiveness and go back to Him. He is very near. He responds. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. Ask Allah's forgiveness. Repent to Him. He is most loving. He is merciful. So that is, we should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should check ourselves. Otherwise, remember, we have lost two great ni'mah. Iraqi people lost their freedom, their wealth. Two great ni'mah, Allah. And this is law of Allah, again. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ الأقوال. That is because of the rule of Allah, that Allah does not take away any ni'mah, any blessing from any nation until they change themselves, whatever is within themselves, and they prove that they are not deserving of that ni'mah. That's the law of Allah. If you show ungratefulness to the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will take away this ni'mah. That is law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is running with the mu'min, with the kafir, with everybody. But especially the mu'min, since they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they must know that Allah does not take away this ni'mah until you prove yourself that you are not entitled for that ni'mah. So they have to see, if any nation does not accept slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah makes him slave of the people. Again I repeat, if any nation, if any person does not accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his master, he made this nation slave of the people. And that happened. They call it that they have liberated Iraq. No, this is not liberation. Liberation, this is slavery. And slavery, whenever it comes, it does not come for 1 day, 2 day, 1 month, 2 months. It goes for years, decades, and centuries. We have been slaves in India and Pakistan. We know what is slavery. So it does not go away quickly. But if people return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah forgiveness, Allah can return back to them. There is no time limit. As Allah has mentioned in the surah, only within few years, Allah changed upside down. Allah can change again if we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other name was of gas. Gas is gone from us. That is ni'mah for us, but it does not have any value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This gas, this oil, no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has mentioned it clear through the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if Allah would care anything about these worldly things, He would not provide any kafir with one sip of water. But Allah does not care. He provides this to the kuffar, to the non-believers. Only to protect is your faith, your iman. If you have protected your iman, your faith, let everything go. Nothing happens. It has no value. This changes, it comes to you, goes to others. Allah has said, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. We keep on changing these days among the people. One time they are upper hand, one time you will be on upper hand. So these are the things which Allah does not care. We have to take care of our iman and our faith. That is the most important thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand these verses of Quran and console our soul. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنه تعالى. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. أي remember a short story mentioned either by my father, Maulana Abdul Majid Khadim Sohadrawi, may Allah have mercy on him, or my grandfather, Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori. I don't remember, may Allah have mercy on both of them. During khutbah they told this, that there was one great scholar. He was teaching his students. He was scholar as well as he was a businessman. He received a news that The ship coming from India on which there was his goods is drowned. That great scholar, he closed his eyes for a while, put his head down, and then put his head up, opened the eye, and he said, Alhamdulillah. After a few days, he got a news by someone that that ship which was drowned, it was some other ship, not the ship on which your goods were. He again closed his eyes and thought for a while and he said, Alhamdulillah. Students sitting in front of him, they asked, Ya Shaykh, we did not understand, what is the reason? You have said both time Alhamdulillah. He said, first I received the bad news. I checked myself, my heart, my mind. Did I get any effect? Did I have been affected by this news? I did not found any change. It did not hurt me at all. So I said, Alhamdulillah. And when received second news, again I checked my mind and heart, and I did not find any change. I said, Alhamdulillah. These were our ancestors. These were our elders who showed us the way. Do not be attached too much with this worldly life, with your children, with these events, that they change you totally 100%. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us by saying, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Nothing happens on any land or to yourself, but it is written in the book of Allah. Before it comes to in existence, Allah has written down everything 50,000 years before He created us or everything. Why Allah has mentioned this? لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتَكُمْ, so that you should not be sad on what you have lost. And you should not be happy or rejoicing on what you have got. That is Allah advice to us, that whatever happened to you personally or to any country, to any land, or anywhere, it is already preordained, written. Then why do we become regretful? We should be satisfied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on all occasions. So this is the lesson which Quran teaches us. What has happened, it happened. Only you have to mend your way, so that you should not again repeat the mistake. And this is lesson also to other Muslim countries, those who are walking on the same line, those who are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is lesson to them, a turn can be changed. They want to please their worldly master and forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is heavenly master. Their faith cannot be different that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, provide us satisfaction of mind. O Allah, relieve us from this agony which we have been going on. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين قال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وأرضنا وارض عنا اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المسلمين في العراق اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين اللهم انصر المسلمين في أفغانستان اللهم انصر المسلمين في كشمير اللهم انصر المسلمين في الهند اللهم انصر المسلمين في الشيشان اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلبان اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان أينما كانوا ومن كانوا اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اصطبوا اعتدلوا please check your lines and put your heels along the line Do not cross the line and keep line straight through the slot. When you get up for second rakah, again check your line. Ladies also please straighten the line and stand close to each other. If there is any room in line front of you, then complete it first please. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله
إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشية عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وسرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
اللهم حافظنا حفاظا يسيرا. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام صل على سيدنا محمد. اللهم